Tantor Audio presents Two Fronts, The War That Came Early by Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Chapter 1. Marine Sergeant Pete McGill lay in the Rangers' sick bay. He had a cut from bomb shrapnel along one rib and another in the side of his neck. A couple of inches there, and he would have been nothing but a snack for the shark that had circled him after he got blown off the Boise's deck and into the tropical Pacific. He knew he was lucky to be alive. A lot of good men hadn't made it off the light cruiser before she sank. The bomb from a Jap Val that flung him overboard broke her back, and she went down fast. That blast also flung him clear of the fuel oil from her shattered bunkers. You swallowed some of that crap, you were history, even if they did fish you out of the drink. And even though his cuts must have been bleeding like Billy be damned, the dorsal went away instead of slicing in for the kill. Maybe he was an off-brand. He'd managed to stay afloat then till the Ranger came over and started picking up survivors. That must have been a couple of hours. By the time he got rescued, he'd kicked off all his clothes so he could tread water better. And every square inch of him that had been above the surface for even a little while was sunburned to a fare thee well. The sunburn would have troubled him worse than his little wounds if they hadn't had to put about a dozen stitches in the one on his ribcage. They'd used Novocaine when they sewed him up, but it had long since worn off. The Japs had dive-bombed the Ranger, too, but the carrier, unlike the poor damned Boise, must have carried a rabbit's foot in her back pocket. All the bombs the Vals dropped.